It's 9 o'clock on Saturday. We finished climbing for the day and for the entire trip. We took a kind of lazy day today and we climbed at Grassy Lakes. I'm not really too sure how to say it. It's grass with an I at the end. Just a few minutes drive from the hostel and a short approach in. So the sport area, we spent most of the day at Gardner's Wall and we did one climb at Meat Hooks area. This place was totally packed, just like an outdoor gym. To give you an idea, Gardner's Wall had, 10 or 12 climbs on it. And at one point in time, there was, six teams of three climbing there. So just about every climb was in use. Gardner's Wall, had a bunch of nines and tens, really well bolted. Some of the routes they consider kiddie routes, and their bolts are, you could just clip two bolts from the same stance. They were so close together. We found the ratings to be a little soft, maybe half a grade to a full grade soft. And the climbing, pretty uninteresting. Just jug fest. Everything had these little pockets in it, but the rock was solid, which was, a change of pace. And, just climbing some pumpy stuff you don't have to worry about protecting was a little different. The Gardner's Wall, really no routes of particular interest. Then the Meat Hooks area, Sandy led Meat Hooks, which they give 2 stars to, and that's an 11A, which was pretty steep. So definitely wasn't less than a 10 something, I'll tell you that, from the looks of it. And then after Grassy Lakes, did anything else interesting happen? No. Okay, so after Grassy Lakes, we drove into Banff. And at Banff, we went to the hot springs, which is kind of like a big hot tub, public hot tub, where you pay $8 and you go sit in it with a bunch of like foreign people and old people. It was relaxing, but I guess it was a little gross too because it was so packed. Then after that, we came back here to Canmore and went to Food is Art, some chef studio, some sushi place, which had some decent sushi, not incredible, but decent. And that pretty much concludes the climbing.